manos a Dios, sabía, pero no mío.
Amen.
You can remain seated if you like, because I'm going to read a good bit of scripture. I don't want to keep you standing that long. Praise the Lord. I want to take a little thought tonight. Taking that which is ours and leaving to others that which is not. God gave us something. He gave us some promises that are sure. Amen. But He gave others some things that He did not give us. Amen. When Israel started to the homeland,
Israel nagsugod sa pag-adto sa ilang
God promised them the promised land.
Isaad niya kanila nga may naa sila yuta nga isaad.
But He also gave Esau some land.
Apan naghatag po siya sa mga bayan sa yuta para kang Esau.
And also He gave the Moabite some land.
O naghatag po siya sa mga panulundod ng yuta sa mga Moabite o kung Moabinon.
And God told Israel He would not give them one foot of their land.
O nagingon siya sa Israel, sa banay sa Israel, nga tigit sa muatag, isang usang kayuta, nga gikan sa mga Moabites pa upon sa mga Melisaw.
Amen. Now God has given us some land.
Ang Diyos na hatag sa ato sa mga yuta.
He's given us the little book.
Nagatag ko siya sa kutay ng libro.
He's given us a message.
Nagatag siya sa ato sa kaminsay.
Amen. And it's ours. It's ours. It belongs to us.
Ato ka na.
Amen. And it's sure to us.
O ka na. Gihatag niya nga sigurado din ala ka na to.
But let us not try to take that that God did not give us.
Apa dili na to pagwa o hindi li ang ay ala ka na to.
Amen. Because He gave them that land out there.
Tumon kagihatag na niya ako kang ayuta ala kanila.
Amen. The denomination has a part of God.
Mga ama denomination may naabot bahin sa panunundon.
The charismatics has a part of God.
Ang mga charismatic may naabot bahin.
They have their place.
May naabot sa dapit alam kanila.
Amen. The Bible speaks of the foolish virgin.
Ang Biblia nag-iskot sa nungod sa pagwapo.
They have their place and it's an important place.
May naabot sa bahin sa importante po na alam kanila.
And as we read the scripture tonight, I want you to notice in the reading as we get to it, that God told Israel not to meddle with Esau.
I'm just like, you know, Israel, na ayaw pakingaway sa mga anak ni Esau o kay Esau.
He told them not to distress the Moabites.
Ayaw pagsamok sa mga Moabinhon.
Because God said, I gave them that land. And I will not give you not even one foot of
it.
But God said, I give to you a land that's rich, that's flowing with milk and honey. And He said, go and take it.
Yes, He said,
I want to pick up in our reading tonight in the book of Deuteronomy. It's where God told Israel to take the land the second time. The first time they failed to take it.
Sa unang higayon na paslaw sila.
But they did it again and succeeded.
Apa naghimo sila ikaduwa o nagmadinagon sila.
Amen. That's what God told us to do in the book of Revelation. Can't you have to do it again?
Mauna ang nahingon sa Pinaliya Kapitulo 10 nga kwa himo ha kini pag-usap apan himo na sa gusto ng pagi.
And as we do it again the second time, we'll be successful.
Oh God, kung dato kini himo ha sa ikaduwang pahit,
Amen. As the church couldn't go in the land to begin with.
Sometimes in this year, I get to say, in a Utah, where I see them, practice
on. Amen. Here wasn't going near to the church at the first time.
Oh, sila na napasa sa una nilang pag-gisulay.
But we both going to do it the second time.
Abang, kita para kailangan na himo na to sa ikaduwang ikayon.
Amen. As here was Canaan at the second try, so do the church.
Oh, kung ang Israel na nakuha nila ang Canaan sa ikaduwang paghimo, ang iglesia mo, sa
you'll notice as they tried first time, they had 12 apostles.
Nakita natin na sa una nilang paghimo, may nasa sila ay Ruthika pinadala o apostolis.
Amen. And Israel sent 12 spies into the land.
Oh, nagpanala sila sa mga Ruthika espia dito sa Utah.
But that was only two of them had a favorable report of the 12 spies.
Abang sa Ruthika, wala mga may na ay maayong report. May tumod sa Utah.
It was Joshua and Caleb.
Si Joshua lang ang magsigali.
Amen. And of all the 12 apostles, there's two that had a message, one for the Gentiles and one for the Jews. Amen. That's Galatians chapter 2.
Makita nato na sa Galatia kapitulo 2.
Paul said as Peter had the gospel for the circumcision, he had the gospel for the uncircumcised.
Si Pablo nag-ingon niya na sometimes si Pedro may naay mensahe alam sa circumcision, si Pablo may naapoy mensahe sa de-circumcision.
Amen. As God sent Israel into the homeland the second time, he only sent two spies.
Ang Israel sometimes sila nag-ato sa ilang sakanaan, nagpadala sila o duha lamang espiya.
Amen, but they got the job now.
Apang nangayon nila ang ilang buwato.
Amen. With that thought in mind, let us read the scripture now.
Sumalasa ka na, niyan ang una-una, magabasa kita sa itong kasulatan.
It's Moses doing like we're doing tonight.
Mawag na si Moses, nagahimos kalikirat ko sa mga maghimong niya karoon.
Moses was giving Israel a refresher course, telling them what happened 40 years ago and why they did not go in.
Si Moses naghatag o gitawag pagpahinom doon kanila kung ano ang awa nila makuha sa sulod sa 40 anyos na ilang naghihimo ang nakuha nila ang yutang isaan.
And Moses said, because you disbelieved God and rebelled against it, he would not let me go in.
Oh, mayroon si Moses tungkol kay Kuwan, nagrebelde ka po o wala nito sa Diyos, wa na ninyo makuha ang saan ng yuta.
With that in mind, let us read the scripture.
Abang tinanan, pamuna-una magbasa kita sa atong kasulatan. Deuteronomy, kapitulo.
All right, we'll begin reading in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21.
Ang magasugod kita sa pagbasa sa kapitulo sa Deuteronomy 1, versikulo 21.
And bear with us in reading a little extra scripture tonight.
Okay, matignan niyo, magbasa kita o pasunod ni ining mga kasulatan.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 21.
Versikulo 21.
Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee, go up and possess it. As the Lord God of our fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged.
Alagaron si Yuba na imong Diyos na gawin sa yuta sa tubangan mo, tumungas ka o panag-iawon mo kini. Maingon nga si Yuba ang Diyos sa inyong mga amahan, nag-ingon kanimo dili kang madlong, dili usap kamo maluya.
Remember last night's message, we got the little book, he said, take it and eat it.
Inong diba na ninyo ang ating mensahe na ito sa miaging gabi, nagingon na kuha ang libro o kauna kini.
We're making the comparison here.
Nagingon kita sa comparison karong gabi.
But he said, I give you the land, go up and possess it.
Inong siya, alagaw ko mo, kuha ang yuta o ang kuna kini.
And as we read the scripture, you'll see he told them some things not to do while possessing the land.
Kapag kita nagbasa niini, makita nato unsa ang mga instruction na panagihan nila kini.
Now we'll read the other scriptures.
Nagbasa kita sa kasulatan.
Verse 22.
Versikulo 22.
And you came here unto me, Moses tell them, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what city we must quién?
Si mujer ni ocamila, o pindol, camo taran, carajo, o cacha, cacha, cariño, o una guión. Machobo quita, o bonata, o una canato, mamosusi, alan canato, seyuta, o sapalbali, magasaisa y la canato, sadaran, atom pagalacta, o samana calosuran, atom pagatuan.
They suggested that Moses send 12 men, one from each tribe, up into the land at the first try, and Moses consented to it.
Oh, my God, sir. The Pharaoh, so he's just like Moses, nga, mapadala sila ang Moses ka, ispia aron na, musosis sa, unsa ang metamo sa yuta, unsa ang yuta, oksi, si Moses, nagsugot kanila.
In verse 23, he's referring back to that.
Oksa, versículo 23, nagsugot kini, metamo nini.
And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of the tribe.
O gamutan na kapahimuot ka na ko pag-ayaw o biko ako o napulo o duwa ka mga tao gikan ka ninyo kung sa katawa sa tagsa kabanay.
And they turned and went up into the mountain and came into the valley of Escod and searched it out.
O minglano sila o mingtungas na to sa bukid o mingdanat sila na to sa walog sa iskol o ming paniir niini.
And they took the fruit of the land in their hand and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord God gives us.
O bigwa sila ang pumas na kayutaan sa ilang mga kamot o gidalakini kanato o manasugilong sila kanato o managingon kini maayong yuta na giyata kanato niyo ba natong Diyos.
Amen. Now not that with the early church. They went in to a certain point.
O ka na man, mauman, usap ka na ang unang iglesia na nag-abot sila sa usalang mga ka
Under the message of Paul, they knew that was a fivefold ministry. They knew that was the body of Christ to be baptized into.
So, malas sa misaya ni Pablo ang iglesia na ananaunta sa pag-ibig ng pag-angkol sa mga bunga sa dulot sa Espiritu Santo.
So there was never a question whether the land was good or not.
Walay question, walay pangutana kung ba ang yuta ba maayo o dili.
Amen. The question was whether they could take the land or not.
Ang question mo kung maangkol ba nila kinikita o dili.
Amen. And we're more than conquered, Lord.
Atan na sa magdadaw.
Hallelujah.
Uban ka niya.
All right, we'll continue reading.
Mabalay kita sa basa sa versículo 26.
Moses said, notwithstanding ye would not go up but rebel against the commandments of the Lord your God.
Si Moses na gingon, apan wala kamo mutungas kung dili na nagmalalison kamo sa sugo ni Uba na inyong Diyos.
And ye muttered in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy it.
O na nagbakulbol kamo sa inyong mga balumbalong o nagaingon kay gidungtan kita ni Uba na gikwa niya kita gikan sa yuta sa ito aron sa pagtugyan ka na to ngadto sa kamot sa mga amurihanon aron sa paglaglag ka na to.
Whether shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to the heavens. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Achan there, and the sons of Achan were giants.
Okay, but asa man kita mutungas ang atong mga iksoon at paluya sa atong kasing-kasing na nagaingon ang mga tao na labing dagko o labing hakagas kay kanato ang mga kalungsuran dagko kinutaan hantun sa langit o labot pa nakita na po dito ang mga anak sa mga higanti o kining mga higanti mao kining mga anak ni anak.
The Moses tried to encourage him by saying, then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them.
Apa si Moses nagpadasig kanila na nagingon, unya ninyo na ko kanin nyo, dili kamo malisan, dili usap kamo madlo kanila.
Moses said, the Lord your God which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Si Moses nagingon, si Uba ang inyong Diyos, maoy na muna kanin nyo, siya makigaway alang kanin nyo, ingon sa tanang mga buta na gibuat niya alang kanin nyo, dito sa ito, sa tubangan sa inyong mga mata.
And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bore thee, as a man does bear his son in all the way that ye went until you came into this place.
O sa kapinawan, di nakita mo nga si Uba ay mong Diyos nagdala kanimo, ingon sa usa ka tawo nga nagdala siya ng anak ang lalaki sa tanan nga dala, nagdala sa inyong gilaktan hangtod nga migdangat kamo ni ining dapita.
Yet in this thing, you did not believe the Lord your God.
Isang paniling ko tanga, wala kang managturo kan Yuba ng inyong Diyos.
Who went and the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tent in fire by night to show you the way, what way you should go and by cloud by day.
Na naguna kanyo sa dalan, naroon sa pagsusin sa dapit ko, asa ka mo, magapahalo na sa inyo mga balong-balong, pinagi sa kalayo sa gabi, aron sa pagpakita kanyo sa dalan, na inyong paglalakbang o pinagi sa panganong sa adlaw.
Moses is reminding them of how many miracles God did and how he lived.
Si Moses na painom ng kanila kung mga unsang mga milagro ang gihimo sa Diyos alang kanila.
He continued here.
Napadayan siya niini.
And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and sware saying,
Og nagalumog si Uba sa tingog sa inyong mga pulong og nasuko, og nanumpa siya na nagayon.
Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your father.
Sa pagkamatod, walay gusang hindi mga taon, hindi dautan na kaliwatan na magkakita sa yuta nga maayo ang ipanumpa ko ng agatag sa inyong mga amahan.
And then Moses reminds us there's two out of that generation that went into the land.
O nagpanong si Moses pang yuta ngayon itumban ang sa iyong anak kay hintin ang iyong pagsunod kang Giyoba.
Notice especially verse 37.
Talpanga kining versikulo 37.
Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake saying, thou shalt not go in thither.
Og bato kusap tanako na sa po siyo batungod kaninyo nga nagaingon ikaw usap dili makasulod dito.
Notice the prophet that led them to the promised land died short of going into the promised land.
At matigdi nga ang mensahero mismo nga nagdala ining panay wa mismo makasulod niya sa yutang saan.
Compare that with this then.
Ikumpara na ito sa itong adlaw karon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Verse 38.
Versículo 38.
But Joshua, the son of Nun, which stands before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it.
Siyosuri ang anak ng lalaki ni Nun na nagatindog sa imong atubangan, siya makasunod dito. Magdasig ka kaniya kay siya magapanunod niya na sa Israel.
Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. And unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it.
Labong pa ang inyong abata, ang amatod ninyo may imong tukmonon o ang inyong anak na dili karon may balo. Sa mayro pong dautan, sila makasunod dito o kanila yatag o kini o sila magapanag-iyan ni ini.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Notice here the church did not possess the land.
Matindi nga ang unang ikisa wala makaangkon sa yutang saan.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Acts.
Sa kapitulo 13 sa libro sa mga binuhatan.
The word of God says that the promise that was made to the father, the children received.
Naging mo dito nga ang saan na gihimo sa mga ginikanan ang mga kabataan o anak na ang nakapanagiyan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue reading now.
Rayan na ito ang pagbasa niini.
But as for you, turn ye and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the sea.
Apan ito ang kaninyo, pamalit na mo, o pagigan ka mo, padulong nato sa kaningawan, sa dalang, paingon sa dagat na mapula.
Notice, after their unbelief, God changed His commandment to
them. Matigdi nga sa sila, walang ito sa Diyos, gilista sa Diyos ang iyang plano.
The first saying was, go up and possess the land, it's a good land.
Ang unang ipamulong, lakaw ka mo o ang kunon ang sa Yuta.
But when they disbelieve God and wouldn't go, God says, turn ye into the wilderness. That was a wake-up call to them, but it was too late.
Gusto na unta nila na magpadayon apang ulahin na ang panahon.
And then they said, we'll go up, we believe we will go up, but it was too late.
Oh, naingon na sila na, o sige mo, maagto na kita, manlakaw kita, o kuwao na ito apang ulahin na ang panahon.
Let's read.
Marayon din ang malabasa.
Amen. Praise God. Verse 41. Then ye answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord, we will go up and fight, according to all that the Lord our God commanded us, and when you had girded every man his weapon of war, ye were ready to go up into the hills and fight.
Basura ko na pero na unya minto ba kamo o na nagingon ka nako nakasala kani ba ko kay Hiuba mo tungas o makigaway kami sumala sa tanan ni gisuro ka naman Hiuba ang among Diyos o na nagsangkap kamo ang tagsagataro sa iyang mga hinaliban sa pag-awayan o na nag-andam kamo sa pagtungas sa kamukiran.
Amen. They tried to go up take the land then.
At nagsulay sila sa pagkuha na sa Utah.
Every church age has tried to go up and take it, but they couldn't until God brought the church back at
the
end. Verse 42. And the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies.
O Jehovah, ang ingon ka na ko, ipamulong mo kanila. Dili ka mo mutungas ni makikaway kaya ako wala sa inyong taliwala. Tingali unya, pamatyon ka mo sa tumangan sa inyong kaway.
So I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill.
Unya, ako misulti ka ninyo, o wala ka mo magpatalik ho, hinunuha, minglalis ka mo sa sugo ni Jehovah, o nanag, mapahitas on og ning tungas kamo ngadto sa kabukiran.
And the Amorites which dwell in the mountains came out against you and chased you as bees do and destroyed you in Sire even unto Horma.
Og ningula ang mga Amorihanon nga nagpuyok natong bukira sa pagsugat kaninyo, nilutos kaninyo ingon sa ginabuhat sa mga kutsukan og nagpuspos kaninyo kita sa Seir hangto sa Horma.
And you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you.
O binbalik ka mo, o manghilap ka mo sa tabangan ni Hiuba, apan si Hiuba, wala matatalingog sa inyong tingog, wala usap siya mamati ka ninyo.
So we abode in Kadesh many days according unto the days that you abode there.
O niya dito ka mo sa Kadesh, sa dagang mga adlaw, sumala sa mga adlaw sa inyong pagpuyo dito.
All right, we'll go into chapter 2 and read just a few more verses. Notice what happened now. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea as the Lord spake unto me, and we passed Mount Seir many days.
Sa kanihawan sa dalang painon sa dagat na makula, sumala sa gigingon ni Hiuba kanako o gilibot nato ang bukid sa Seir sa daghang mga adlaw.
That's a perfect type of what happened to the church.
Para nang hingpit niya tipo mo kung unsan ni tabo sa itong iglesia.
They turned and took their journey into the church ages for 7 church ages.
Nagahimo sila sa ilang panaw sa sunod sa itong iglesia.
And this was just before they possessed the land. Moses was telling them why they couldn't do it the first time.
O saan dispasidan na makatabok ini, nag-ingon na si Moses kung unsa ang rason na nung dili nila maangkulitan ang katong sa Agayuta.
But he gives them an instruction of what to do as they are taking it the second time.
Abang sa Moses nagatag sila sa instruction kung paano na nila kuhaon kini at kunon kini sa ikaduhang tigayon.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Alright, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough, turn ye northward.
O Jehovah, Mr. Tikanako, hanagay mo, higo na, paglibot ninyo ni ining bukira,
patunog kamong ngadto sa amihanan.
Amen. Praise God. They went around and around and around and around 40 years of biding their time till the church age has run its course.
Naglibo sila, naglibo sa katumbukira ang tulaan para unta. Ang pito kay Iglesia natapos.
They stayed in that wilderness 40 years.
Nagpaminig sila dito sa kamingawan sulod sa 40 katuig.
So has the church stayed in the dark age wilderness for 47 church ages. But in the book of the Songs of Solomon,
apan sa libro sa awit ni Solomon,
Solomon sees a beautiful bride coming out of the wilderness, leaning on the shoulder of her beloved.
Amen.
Alright, watch now for the next verse. And command thou the people, say, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seirah, and they shall be afraid of you. Take good heed unto yourself, therefore.
Oksogoan mo ang katawan sa pag-ingon. Mulatas ka mo sa utlanan sa inyong mga igsoon, ang mga anak ni Esau, nga nagpuyo sa Seirah, o sila, mga adlo kaninyo busa, magbantay ka mo pag-ayo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now God's telling you, Esau dwells here.
And Diyos na ingon ka nila nga ang mga si Esau na nagpuyo ni ini.
And he's not going to go away.
O hindi, hindi sila magpalayo.
You've got to exist in this world along with Esau.
Kinailan niya magpabili kita ni ining kahintangan uban sa kay Esau.
And remember, Esau was a brother to Jacob.
Ayun na niya si Esau, Iksoon nila.
Amen. The only different was Jacob got the birthright.
Ang usala na kaya diferensya o rason kay si Jacob na kaangkos o birthright.
Amen. You've got brethren today that don't have a message of birthright.
May naagat na kayo na iksoon o wala na kaangkos o birthright.
Amen.
Amen.
Notice he calls them your brethren.
Matigilin, itawag nila sila ng mga iksoon.
Amen. There are many people in the world today filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't have a revelation of the message. Because it weren't sent to them. God didn't send a prophet to the brethren Esau.
Ang Diyos wala nagpadala sa propita alang sa mga anak ni Esau.
God sent a prophet to Jacob. And Esau can't be expected to understand what Jacob understands. God didn't send a prophet to the denomination so they don't know what we know. Now notice he called Esau brethren and said, you've got to pass through their ranks.
Abang magatitig na ingon nila na si Isaw ilang isoon at ang magalatas sila sa ilang yuta.
Next, listen to verse 5.
Versículo 5.
Meddle not with them.
Dili ka mo makikaway pa nila.
For I will not give you their land.
Kaya dili ko kaya ka kanino ilang yuta.
No, not so much as a foot broad.
Dili, isang pa pagtunog sa lapalapas at is.
Because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. The title of my message tonight, possessing that God gives you and leaving that he did not give you to the
other.
Many big deliverance revivals going on out here in God's image. Because I don't contend with them in battle. God said, don't you even distress
them.
Amen. Praise God. So when we start to possess our land, We got to do like God told Israel to do.
He said
you've got to pass through Esau's land. And the wilderness is Esau's land. Esau's not coming out because he's not called
now.
God gave them that land in the wilderness. God said he wouldn't give it to us either. That's why the message said, come out of her, my
friend. No, he said, come out of her.
Hallelujah. He never did tell Esau to come out.
Well, I said, are you going to see Esau with the loss?
He said, this is where Esau's supposed to be. He never did tell the Moabites, come over into the land of Canaan, they had
gone.
It's us that God's calling into Canaan land where the milk and honey
is flowing.
They were that God didn't call them, left on fire with them. Leave them alone, let God bring them his own
way.
Amen. Because they got to wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. Those in the church ages has on white robes. Amen. All right, I'd like to turn to Revelation 2 and read about the fifth church age. Just a moment. Amen. Dear
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now they were still in the wilderness, the church ages. But God called his people out of the wilderness. There are some that's not called out of the wilderness. Amen. You're doing good, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now we're reading in the fifth church age here, and that's the day when Martin Luther came out in the 15th century preaching to just a little thing.
Aliling kapitulo mo kini ang ikalimang iglesia kana si Luther paano siya nagawa sa pagit kinagi sa Israel.
The church was still in the wilderness then.
Ang iglesia na pa sa katingawan sa sining panahon na.
I just want you to see the kind of garment they had in the wilderness.
Gusto naman ko ipakita kaninyo kung unsang ilang mga bayo sa niining sulod sa kabingawan.
It certainly wasn't fine linen, clean and white.
O dili ka mo makita nga may na ay limpyong linen, lino din eh.
Amen. When Abraham sent God a wife for his son Isaac,
sa si Abraham nagsugo sa iyang alagad na mangita o asawa para sa iyang anak si Isaac.
In her journey, she didn't have on her wedding dress. She wasn't decked out with the gifts that Isaac sent to her. They poured away till Isaac came inside. But when she saw Isaac, she put on her wedding dress.
Amen.
Fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints.
You know, Alino.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So the church in the wilderness here didn't have on the wedding
garment.
Because they were still in a journey.
Okay, now pa sila sa ilang pagpanaw.
So they had on white robes, the same thing the tribulation saints wear.
And alam mo sila puti ka ruba
quote sa mga abalaan sa tribulation.
Alright, let's read Revelation 3 and 1.
Basa kita sa kapitulo 3, versikulo 1.
It says, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead.
O ganto sa manununa sa iglesia sa sardis, isulat mo kini ang mga pulong sa nagabaton sa pitong espiritu sa Diyos, o usap dito ka mga dito, nasay ka po sa inyong mga nabuhat, ginadahom na ikaw mabuhi apang patay ikaw.
Be watched for and strengthen the things that which remain, for they are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Pagmatao kayo una ang nanghahit na hibilin na hapit na mamatay, kaya hindi mo mabuhat, wala akong makita na higpit sa tumangan sa akong Diyos.
Notice in this fifth age, the work weren't perfect before God. They had a lot, there was a lot to be desired when he was looking for a bride.
Tingding at tingding iglesia wa kin mahipit og may mga buhat sila na dili alayan sa kaypitan na gusto nga gusto sa Ginoo.
You can say that was a lot to be desired in that one.
Ngon may kagad pa kay maangay nilang likunon sa ilang kay kinabuhat.
In other words, a lot like it.
Ang kote pa ingon nga daghan pa kayo nakulat na nila.
Amen. All right, let's read. Verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
Basay nung dumi ang imong nagawat o nadungog tumana kini o paghinusod. Kay kung dili ka man ugaling magmata, nanuha na ako ingon sa kawatan o dili ka may balo, unsa takna pag-aanhaon ko ikaw.
Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. For they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Hinoon, nanula, kapay pila ka mga ngalan diya sa Sardis, mga tao wala mang hugaw-hugaw sa ilang mga piste, o sinulubang maputi, o sila magpanglakaw, uban ka na ko, sanglitakos man sila ni ini.
He that overcomes the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, for I will confess his name before the Father and his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Sa ingon ini ang magmadahugon, magasulumban o mga bisting maputi o ang iyang ngalan dili ko pagpapasod gikan sa basaw sa kinabuhi inuno ay katugan ko ang iyang ngalan sa tubangan sa ang aman o sa tubangan sa iyang mga manunuda aduna igulungo ginailan o patalingog sa sulte sa Espiritu Santo ngadto sa mga iglesia.
Now I want you to notice in the wilderness the bride here was only dressed in white raiment.
O bakon, matigding asanta siya ng panaw sa sinipito ka iglesia ang ilang bisti o sa lamang ang bisti maputi.
But when she come out of the wilderness, leaning on the shoulder of her beloved,
apasang may gawas siya sa kamingawan na nagasaktig sa abaga sa iyang pamanunon,
when she come out of the church ages,
sa siya itawag paggawas sa pito ka iglesia,
made ready for the rapture,
naganda sa pag-rapture,
she's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of
God. Yami sa mga sa puting alino, mamaho ang pagkakataraw ni sa Kristo.
Remember, as we sung in the song here, that's a predestinated group that gets a revelation. That the sovereign God is one to give them a sovereign revelation.
Gitagaanan og mga bayan naman sa pinadayag.
You can't give them a revelation, I can't give them a revelation, and they can't get a revelation, God has to give them a revelation.
Ili ako makaka og pinadayag, og sila din makaka sa itong pinadayag, ang Diyos naman ang kata sa pinadayag sa pinadayag.
And the rapture is the revelation.
Og ang rapture, og saka pinadayag.
Amen, the shout is the revelation.
Ang singit, mao saka pinadayag.
The midnight cry is a revelation. And no one can hear the cry unless they got spiritual ears. And no one can have spiritual ears unless God gives spiritual ears. Therefore, God says, don't meddle with Esau. Don't distress Moab. Don't fight. He said, I'll give you a good man for it with milk and honey for
sex.
And if you've got a revelation of that land, you're not going to spend your time fighting with Esau. Whether you like it or not, he's your brother. But God gave them out there to Esau, which is in the wilderness.
apa nanjo gerakan sabuk ke sasir sana isau na nana makita sawai sa kaminawan.
So God didn't call him out of the wilderness, he left him
there. Mau nana wala sa katao ka pagkatao at pagkagula a kato sa kaminawan tungkol ke iya paralundo.
Hey man, they call the bride out of the wilderness.
Nagtawag siya sa lugila ng magawas sa kaminawan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He gave the bride a little book to eat. Amen. He opened seven seals for the bride.
Again, niya kasilyo alam sa nubya.
As far as denomination is concerned, they don't know what the seven seals are.
Ito nga sa mga denomination, wala sila makibawang sa kini.
They can't name the seven church messengers. They don't understand why the church went into the dark ages and came out
mulat nilatas ang panaw sa kitong iglesia.
They don't know that God sent a messenger went round and around the world seven times with a pure woman.
Dili nila nasabtan na ang Diyos na panalaw manalag na naglibot-libot ito kabisis sa tibo ang kalibutan.
Why they were down in the wilderness on Mount Syria?
Nga naman tungod kay sila din nag-angkor o panulundot dito sa bukit sa Seir na mahong na sa kaming awan.
And God said, you better not mess with them. He came that
way. Oh, nag-ingon siya, dili pagsabuka sila kay Arjuna hatak ganila sila panulundot niya sa Triana.
God said he gave all to east to Moab, that other man. Amen. They're
in
the wilderness. I can't understand why we won't go back in the wilderness and try to take their men out.
Hindi ako makasabot na nagasaklo mabalipalig dito sa kaninawan na mag-angkot sa ilang panulunggo.
When the greatest thing God could give is just the Lord.
Ang Diyos na kapag sa itong nakilat ng mga kahong ay maubay ng yutak na yutak sa alat na ito.
He said, I give you this land, go up and possess it.
Ang Diyos na nagyatan ko kanyang yutak ninyo. Nakakulungan ko na kami. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So what God's doing through and with denomination, that's God, His business and them.
So ang sa magimo sa Diyos sa mga denomination, kana iyang buloton alang kanila o pala kita ay labot.
But I'll tell you this, many of them are dressed in white robes.
Apa na nagagayo na kami yung mga dagan kayo ng mga bisnes sa maputi.
But there's not any of them dressed in fine linen.
Apa wala sila nagbisnes sa purong malino.
Amen, because the message gives us fine linen.
Tumara ni sa mo na ata sa to mapino na lino.
It calls us out.
Nagtawag ni sa to.
Only the bride knows the mighty angel has come down.
Ang mga naman ay mo na nagtanagusan ang kusgan ng nalunda.
Only the bride are baptized into the body by message, the word of God.
Amen. Ang mga naman ang nakibaw na sila siya pagkabotismuan sa lawas ng pulong sa Diyos.
They got the Holy Ghost on Mount Sarah, Esau and them, but they haven't got the message.
Nagangkong sila ang Espiritu Santo sa bukid sa Sierra, nagmula sila ang mensahe.
The mighty angel didn't come down to them.
Ang kusgan ng manun na wala nagkonsat ala kanila.
Because he come down and came to them.
At tungkol ka mo, nagkonsat siya sa kanaan na yuta.
And in Canaan land, we can be baptized into His body by a
message.
Alright, I'm closing just as soon as I Revelation 10. I like the verse 8 last night, so we'll finish that for you.
Chapter 10,
praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're out of the wilderness now. Here's what God tells us. But remember, keep in your mind, He tells you not to meddle with Esau. He's your brethren, but don't fight with him and fuss with him. God didn't reveal this to him.
Nagingon na siya, nakagawas na kita sa kaming awan, apan matindi kung siya tingon niya nga, dili gano'n kita.
God said, you better not distress Moabite.
Dili gano'n kita mag-iaway o mag-iksamok sa Moab o kung sa isaw.
Don't get them all shook up.
Dili kita mag-iksamok o mag-iksamok sa nila.
Just be alive. Just be salt, and if there's anything in the thirst, they'll get thirsty to ask you. But here's what God gave. I will say, we go into eternity in the bright age. After the seventh church age over, and after we come out of the wilderness. Revelation 10 verse 8.
In the day of Jesus,
and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and earth.
Ahora tengo que hacer una dumbuquita salangit, me siento que algo para gustar, me la tengo, no me acabo campo, va a pasar un video claro, no, no, hace que mucho, no, 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 no.
That's why you shouldn't fight with Esau.
That's why you shouldn't fight with Esau.
That's why you shouldn't distress Moabite.
Oh, no, I did get up with examples of my mom.
You got some eating to do.
And I put up with that at bottom.
And you got to go back into the wilderness in order to get Esau because he didn't come out.
I didn't get that hand on my belly to say, Esau, I'm going to get some of it. I'm going to get that.
If you go first with Moabite, you ain't much better.
Kung magpapakiksamo kita sa mga mabinon, wala, hindi tayo makinig makatag o maayos ato.
Because you got to run out from Canaan first with Moabite number one.
Hindi kita mag-ambot sa kanaan sa Yayuta kung magsala magpapakiksamo kanila.
Let the rapture take place while you're over there in the wilderness first with Moabite.
May mga natapos na ang ratyo, ito ka pa sa kaminawan, magiksamo ka kay Kawes.
Amen! Amen! Important to eat this book to go down first with
Esau.
It's too important a thing to go down to stress Moabite.
Isa importante nga dinigid naton pasamo ko na mga Moabite.
Some people got a spirit they just might give them a hard time. They like to say, you don't see the message, so you ain't the bride. You ain't this, you ain't that. Get out of
the
way. Only reason you see is God gives you ears and he had mercy on you. Otherwise, what for his mercy would be there with Esau and Moabite? Amen. Notice he gave the children of Israel milk and honey, land flowing with milk and honey. He gave us a little book and it's loaded with honey. And the honey tastes so good we don't mind the bitterness. Hallelujah, it may upset my stomach, say I'm a stomach a little bit, it tastes so good, I'm going to eat it anyway. I'm
going
to eat the whole thing. He said, eat it up. Glory to God. Praise God, we're back in the Canaan land. Verse 9 said, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey.
Kung yata po sa manunuga, huwag iinan ko siya, nahihatag niya kanako ang gamayang basahon. Nalinopot o siya mingon ka na ko, kuha ang kini, huwag kang ah. Mapayat kini sa imong tiyan, bisang tuon sa imong baba, matamis kini daw lugos.
Some of you might say, Lord, I want the little book, but I gotta go first with Esau a little bit.
Na imong nga nagagal sa
imong just hold on to it till I get back.
Dinagol pagkaoron ang libro kayo, maato ako sa pagkikaway sa mga mabing, mabedi mo.
There's Moabite over on the mountain of there in the wilderness. I don't like what they're doing. I'm going to give them peace of my mind. And when you go down and give Moabites a piece of your mind, you got less mind. But the Bible says we got the mind of Christ. Amen. Having the mind of Christ, amen, we come out of the wilderness, we're going to stay
out.
Amen. As we go forth from here, we're going to let the denomination do what they want to do.
Because
they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
You might have first heard them getting mad at you, but they still don't stay
the will. Because God didn't give them that land.
Yes.
Yeah. There are lions in the wilderness.
Aquí la nota más animada.
That's where their mounds are. But we come to the mouth of God in James.
Hallelujah.
And the day star rising on
high.
And a voice of Exodus speak from glory, Peter said. And the holy man of God. All right, let me get a couple more verses. It says, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Amen. He ate the book, John did. He was in the time for the bride. Are you willing to do what John did? Amen. Then if you're going to eat the book, you're going to have to quit meddling with Esau. You're going to have to take all of your energies and mentality to go to the book. You're going to have to quit worrying about their theology and then get some
neology.
Hallelujah. And when you eat the book, like Israel did it again, crossed Jordan, went and possessed the land the second time, God told us to prophesy again. Amen. Praise God. Again, Israel would have never possessed the land if they fought with Esau or meddled with Boaz. Don't miss the closing remark, because God said, I will not give you their
mountain.
God loves them and wants them to have a possession, but not in your land. Their possession on the other side of Jordan, Mount
Seir.
And God said He wouldn't give you one foot
up.
So possessing that's ours and leaving that's not ours to them that
belongs.
We got a message to possess.
Amen.
Some of Esau's folks has heard about the message, and about all they want to do is argue and fuss about it. They won't get this quote and argue about it, and that quote and argue about it, and that quote, but the bride says, we eat the whole book.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I don't pick for quotes to argue about. She eat the whole thing. Alright,
you
get the little book back to New Testament. And after they eat, he said, verse 11, and he said unto me, thou must prophesy again. Before many people, nations, tongues, and kings. Other words, God says, do it again, do it right this time. You know what the children of Israel did when they tried to take it the first time? They failed.
Pagbuot sa mga taga-Israel na pas na sila.
But when they did it again under the leadership of Joshua, the Holy Spirit, they succeeded.
Apa sebab buat nila pag-anggun ini si kedua mbahe ng anggun na nila dinaagi sa leadership di Josue.
When we eat the book, amen, God says, do it again. Man, it's been done one time, but they failed.
Kung naligo ng Diyos nga, kauro na ito ang libro, magapanag na kita mag-usap o dagan may mo ang magapanag na ito ang right, hindi kayo mapakyas.
So I say, let's do it again and let's do it right this time.
Ang yun po nga itong kinihimuan mag-usap, apat ito na itong kinihinga, husto na ngayon.
When Israel did it again, they did it right and went over and possessed the land.
Okay, Israel naghimo sa kadalawang bahin, sa kadalawang bisis, nangko na nila, kaya naghimo naman nila nga.
Remember that was the second time around.
Apaghimo nila sa kadalawang bahin.
When they did it right.
Apag naghimo sila na husto na gayon.
And the word again, do it again, mean it's been done one time.
Okay, nga po'y pinulungan nga, himo ang mag-usap.
Prophesy again, let's do it again, and let's do it right.
Propesya pag-usap, nagkahulugan nga nagpropesya na o napanang nasa unang bahay.
Let's possess only that that God has given us.
At ganun na lamang natin ang panunundan ng halang ka nato.
Amen.
That's where the blessing's at.
Anahatin na ang pagpakamayo, pag-bendisyon sa Diyos.
That's where the power's at.
That's
where the authorizing voice of God that goes said, go take the book.
Anaa din ang nag-autorisar na tingog sa Diyos na nagingon, lakaw o kwa ang libro pa sa ang libro.
Amen. God didn't authorize you to possess anything the religious world doing. He's called you out to give you a pure white linen garment.
Ang Diyos wala nag-autorisar sa inyo na mag-aangkon kamo sa dili inyo. O mag-sabot-sabot kayo na may naayos siya ginhanda. Sato, malino, o mabuti, nga, hindi. Amen. Hallelujah.
How many won't take that that God gives you?
Kinsay ang mag-angkon sa gihatag sa Diyos alam ka ninyo.
Amen. Then if you take that that God gives you, you gotta leave that alone that God didn't give you.
Amen. Gihatag ka ninyo, alam ka kung ninyo ang gihatag sa Diyos, ang kuna kiniog, pabayay ang panunod nga, di alam ka ninyo.
Amen. God did not give you the UPC church.
Ang Diyos mo magkakas sa inyo sa UPC ng Iglesia.
So don't go try to possess it.
Ayaw pag ang kuna kini.
Amen. Just be a light if there's something in that right, they'll come out.
Mangikapawa lamang kita, mangikasanag lamang kita, kahit kung sila makikita sa kasanag ba, si manggula ba sila din na.
And if they don't come out, let them wear their white robes, they got their place in the kingdom.
Apan mo din yung sila manggawas, mabayayin mag-anggo sila sa puti ng naruba, kahit pagkahugasan ka lang nila.
Amen. This is a big long message, but I'm going to cut it off.
Ano yan ay yan inside, lapak ina, taas kini yung inside, apan ato na kini.
Don't you love it then?
Ikaw naman niya sa Iglesia.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's start 10 to our feet and say, Lord, we're going to possess our land.
Amen.
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 Lord, we're going to possess our land. Amen. We're only conquerors when we're taking that He gave us.
Amen.
If we're trying to take that He didn't give us, we're not conquerors. Amen. I say now, I better turn it to the pastor. I'm about to get started preaching again. Come on, pastor.